Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think Cleveland can come back?
Donovan Mitchell's going to try. He's gonna put take the moral.
He tried last game.
Yeah, he did. He had like what 48.
Yeah,
yeah. He tried. I don't know. Pacers. I'm pretty sure they're at home for this game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm taking Pacers tonight.
They
wow 3-0.
Yeah, sadly, but people that didn't like the Cavs, they're gonna be like, well, see, this is what we said all year. They're not mm-hmm. really this. They're fool's gold. Blah blah blah.
That's Penny.
No.
Jesse.
No. Well, maybe no. Jesse.
Jesse. No. Jesse not gonna be talking about anything if this weekend. You know, don't go his way. He ain't gonna have a single thing to say about Cleveland.
No, I mean, that's part of the story, right? Like they weren't healthy. They lost 3 of their rotational guys, 2 yeah. starters.
Yeah.
And
we don't know if they're back. They're,
you know, one guy.
Well, at least they were listed as questionable this morning. I don't know what they are now.
One guy not showing up for them is, what's his name, Ty Jerome or whatever. Like, he was, like, at one point, like, a Sixth Man of the Year candidate, and he ain't been playing good in the series.
He hasn't, but he's still Ty Jerome, and he's playing in a role.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that disrespectfully.
Yeah.
But he's a sixth man. He's a backup point guard. Now they're asking him to be, you know, this guy that plays 35 minutes a night and help carry the scoring load with Donovan Mitchell, and that's not his role.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they're missing Darius, and everything I keep reading and hearing is like Darius is not coming back.
Yeah.
Like, this is not we'll see how it is on game 4 and mm-hmm. It's everything I keep reading is like he is not coming back.
It's the second time in the postseason being hurt.
Mm.
That's unfortunate mm-hmm. for those guys, man. That's unfortunate because they had a heck of a season. Yeah. I thought they were a real threat to contend. In
they have, you know, all the pieces.
Yeah, they were a real threat to push the Celtics to the brink of where.
Casey, come on, man.
they were a real threat to me.
You know the series isn't over, right?
Man. Look, of course not. I'm the one that said even if it got to 3-0.
No. Keep celebrating. Like I said, all the bing bongs, all that. We all know how those videos have ended the last 5 years. So maybe this is different.
Hey, one thing we were talking about is like who had the most to gain out of these playoffs. And we talked about Tyrese and SGA and Ant-Man. But if Tatum's able to come back and have some big games against the Knicks, that would help.
It's there for Tatum.
It's there.
It's there for him. This is a redemption situation is there for him right now.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
That is a good call. I hope he plays well.
Yeah.
I don't want that for Tatum. Because I believe that he is like him.
He's
like,
a great
I think
player.
He's that player.
Yeah.
And I don't. What we saw during the season is fake. I think that's Tatum maturing and being a better player and continue to grow. And I just don't want this stain for him. Like I know, joke about, but I really do like Jason Tatum.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't want him to have this perception and people to say like he's not clutch or he's overrated or. I don't want that for him.
Yeah,
I don't want, at the very least, I want him to play well. Like, mm-hmm. I want him to have good games and do everything he can mm-hmm. to get Boston in a position to win. So I hope that's what happens for him the rest of the series.
You brought up Ty Jerome a second ago.
Yes, I did.
Ty Jerome is the blackest name in the NBA.
Well.
Is Ty Jerome black?
No.
Ty Jerome. Yeah, it is. The only question I have
no,
was.
No, no, no. Is the person, not the name.
No. No, he's not black.
Ty Jerome is black.
He is black.
What?
Ty Jerome's mom is white.
Okay.
And his dad is mixed.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. Shout out to Ty Jerome.
I thought
Jerome.
When it came up
Jerome's
in Virginia.
In the house.
I thought when it came up in Virginia, they were saying he wasn't black, but I didn't do the research.
Yeah, Ty Jerome's.
That's like
his father is mixed. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's cool with me.
Hartenstein. Hartenstein, you don't really have to squint. You can go like, oh, yeah, I see it. Max Jerome, you really got to, or Ty Jerome, excuse me, you really got to, like,
well, now that you mention it, I guess no. I guess I do see a little something there.
He's invited to the cookout. He's grown.
Got his mama's hair. He got his mama's hair. Ty Jerome. What made me laugh is I was pulling up Ty Jerome's stats, and I was looking. I was like, I need to research Ty Jerome here a little bit.
Yeah, some more questions.
Yeah, I found other questions in looking for my stats. The fact that Cleveland's got to rely on him.
Yeah, that's
that goes to Kenny's earlier point a second ago. When you lose two starters, when you lose three key rotation guys, no one can be down.
No.
Like, you can't have, like, whether Ty Jerome is a 10-point per game score, 12-point per game score, or he's going off for, you know, 28 to help you win a game in a series,
yeah,
you have to have at bare minimum that performance.
Mm-hmm.
And someone in that cluster of guys is going to have to elevate.
Max Strus tried.
And Donovan tried.
Yeah.
Jared Allen had a good game. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you're if you start that, like, Cleveland's got to find a way to, like, maybe play a smidge bit different and pull Cleveland back a little bit, because if you start to get into that 116, 17, 18, 19, 20 range, short guys, I don't think you could do it.
No, you've got to stay.
Yeah, 48 from Donovan you couldn't do. You had 20-plus from Strus and Jared Allen. Mm-hmm.
Everybody played well. Yeah, they played up to their capability. I mean, Ty Jerome didn't play that well. But, like, for the most part, everybody played up to what their capabilities are for their role on that team.
Mm-hmm.
And they had it. They had the game.
Yeah.
They just kind of choked it away, and Indiana did a good job of continuing to compete. Rick Carlisle never, you know, called off the dogs or anything like that. He said, we're going to keep playing, and they put themselves in a position to be able to steal that game, and they were able to execute.
Yeah. I just think sometimes, like, losing games like that, it just crushes you mentally. Like, losing, like, on a game winner like that, after they put in that much work and tried that hard to lose like that, and now you're going into their home, I just think Indiana has all the momentum.
For sure. You got to be mentally tough here if you're Cleveland.
Yeah. I'm sure Donovan's not going to the game thinking, oh, we're going to lose. You know, he's been in the playoffs. He's had the experience, but yeah, it's just hard to come back from that 2-0.
Yeah, there's some weight on their shoulders tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Nacho 1 asked, so how many generations until someone isn't considered black? 23andMe got some crazy stats. That's a great question, because it used to just be, if you got a drop, you're black.
Yeah.
I've never done, like, 23andMe what's the other one? Ancestry?
Ancestry.com.
I've never done any of that stuff. Man. Have you done it?
No.
I'm not sending my DNA off to somebody. I'm good. Well, you know what?
Hey,
Jesse.
Hey, brother. Hey.
Hey. Come on.
Jesse's checked out. He's Jesse's working.
Jesse's doing nothing.
He's about sick of you two.
He's done with us.
He over here trying to work. Y'all over here calling for.
As soon as he seen the hat, he was done.
I think to answer that question, I would think it would be your mom and dad.
I don't
Which
know.
I don't know how you would.
I don't know.
You would get to your mom and dad.
Well, in this case, in Ty Jerome's case, if his mom is white and his dad is biracial, he's down to, you know, just for argument's sake, we'll say like a quarter black, but less than a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You look at him, Ty Jerome he doesn't look like a black man. He certainly doesn't look like an angry black man, to stick with the phrase of the day.
Yeah.
I don't know what he looks like, to be honest with you, but no one probably looks at Ty Jerome and goes, oh, that's a black dude right there. But, yo.
I mean, my thought would be maybe Ty Jerome's great-grandkids?
I don't know. All I know is Ty Jerome needs to show up in the playoffs. That's what I know.
If Ty Jerome has kids with a white woman,
the kids can still say my dad was or half black.
He would be
a quarter black.
A quarter. Which means they would be less than
a quarter. It might
what percentage
it. Do
you
it get? Might end there.
little,
it might end there.
Little Jill and Billy coming up like, no, we're black. My dad is Ty Jerome.
Well, yeah. Last name Jerome.
Yeah, that might end there with those kids. That might be the end of
it. Can I say something else? Like, I I don't know any black people who have done 23andMe.
No.
My my Jazz's family did it. Well, did they really? Did one of those things, and they traced it back to their ancestry is coming from Ghana.
Okay.
Where?
Yeah.
Ghana. I have never had a conversation where it was like, yeah, I did it. I never have.
I don't know anyone doing that. I don't trust that.
I think 23andMe just got sold to somebody, and like, or maybe
that's
maybe
the thing. Someone, one of those things got sold, and so now
now people are panicking, like,
because they have all their information,
DNA.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And you don't know what they're gonna
do. They're gonna start giving my DNA to robots.
Yeah,
and then that's how the robots are gonna take over the world.
We already Jesse had the clip the other day. We didn't get a chance to get to it. Maybe today and bump it or dump it, but it started. It has started.
Robots taking over?
It hasn't started. It's been happening.
They're turning on us. Jesse, you got the... he's pulling up the clip. I need the aliens, bro.
Well,
I need the aliens to get here, man, because I'm siding with the aliens.
Hey,
I'm riding with them.
That's the
I need them to get here.
I don't do as aliens. Like, I like scary movies. I watch all that stuff, but I saw, like, Signs as a kid. Midnight Shyamalan. That's not even a scary movie, but that was enough for me. I don't...
You said you don't do what? Aliens?
I don't. I'm
well, alien scary.
You better pick a side right now.
Are aliens to you what robots are to Kenny?
Yes. I do not play about aliens, boy. Man. No,
so
sir.
So you riding with the robots?
If they gonna save me from the aliens,
they're not.
I think I'm riding with the aliens.
Yeah, I'm going with the aliens. They're the only ones that can get this done.
Hey,
because we sure as hell can't.
One time I'm with a friend, and we watching a movie.
Okay.
All
right.
With a friend.
All right, man.
We watching a movie, right? And I'm like, this movie kind of different. What is this? She goes, oh, it's called Dark Skies. I said, turn this off right now.
Oh, was there a second date?
No.
There
was not.
Well, she might.
Wait a second. Were you watching the movie at home?
Yeah.
Or at the.
Oh, this dude. Like, that little look, man. Come on, man. Get this dude, man.
Just watching movies, man.
Did you finish the movie?
No. I turned that off. We ain't watching Dark Skies.
That's why.
So what'd you do when you turned the movie off?
I don't remember, but we didn't finish that
story.
Lisa,
did you kick her out or something? What do you mean?
Lisa,
you
got to
write that out.
Watch the goddamn
movie,
Lisa.
You got to write that out, bro.
No,
Lisa.
That's traumatizing. I don't
you got to write. Well, you got to deal with it.
Hey.
Do we have to teach you everything?
Maybe.
You got to deal with that. You don't tell
you were at home?
You don't tell that woman turn the movie off.
Turn this TV off.
You don't tell them.
Lazy.
I think it was her decision, Lazy, not to have.
That's fine with me. It worked out. There's another fish in the sea, brother.
Here's the robots.
I'm really
well, you see, Dame, have you seen this?
Yeah.
I don't think I've. Come on, I don't
when
think
the robots
so.
Have had enough.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, so I'll describe this to the radio audience. So the robot
he's got a target.
No, that robot absolutely is targeting.
Look, he's moving.
Unplug
he's
it.
Moving,
unplug it. What is going on?
They have no idea what to do. He just doesn't have eyes yet. That's the only reason why he can't, like...
He acting like Draymond Green.
Come on, man.
He do look like Draymond Green. That's
like he's
funny.
He's going after that one guy.
And the robot's black.
Angry
black robot, man.
Wow. Angry black robot. Just look at them guys. It's terrifying.
Yeah. Them little stupid asses put it together.
Where's his face like, oh, this was a mistake right here.
Where's the lady from MSG?
That guy's like, I don't want to do this anymore. I do not want to do this anymore. Quick programming note. Our man Eddie Gonzalez has some things jumping off today. He cannot be with us, so we'll come back. We got bump it or dump it on the way.
Hey.
We'll continue to hang out and talk, man. We're thrilled that you're here with us. Major Friday vibes here with D-Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Leezy hanging out with us. What do we call it? Live with Leezy.
Hey,
Leezy Live.
Leezy Live.
Just like America Live. Remember
America
that?
Live. Yeah, that was before my time. I never went there.
You never went to Incredible Universe? Wasn't that where it was at? Oh, no.
No.
America Live was upstairs.
Live was a club. Wasn't
it? At the Arco Arena, yeah. Oh. Wasn't it?
No, America Live was like downtown.
What was upstairs at the top of Arco Arena? I thought that was America Live.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't get invited up there.
Yeah.
You tell me. You tell me. I just thought America Live was that club, maybe where the Hard Rock used to be.
Mm.
What's there now?
That's what Weezy sauced.
Sauced, okay, yeah.
Weezy said, yeah, it's or
Hard Rock. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What the hell was at the top of Arco Arena?
I have no idea.
Somebody should know.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
That's before me. You know what? Actually, I'll say this. I went to Arco one time for my very first game. It was Boogie taking on some skinny guy named Giannis Antetokounmpo. It was a good game too. So it was cool.
Giannis.
People keep saying he should be good. I don't believe it.
It looks like he's on the move.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's real.
I remember this season where people were like, you better learn that dude's name.
Yeah.
You better figure out how to say it because he's going to be the one.
Out how to say
I still hear it pronounced 50 different ways. I don't know how to say his name.
Giannis?
One. There are still basketball people who add the
Giannis.
G to it.
Yeah.
Giannis. But they make Giannis or Giannis. But it's Kumpo.
Yeah.
You got to say it fast, otherwise it don't work. I just say Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Well, that's
wrong. Nope. Okay. Well.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. Well.
And I guess this is why people still can't pronounce his name.
G.A.
Antetokounmpo.
Who was the other? Oh, Tua. Tua was the one.
Tua still be having me in a chokehold.
Tua was the one where it's like, okay. All right.
Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa. You just listen to him say it over and over and over again. Don't look at the paper. Don't look at the sheet. Listen to him say it, Tua Tagovailoa, and then write it out your own way.
Yeah.
Tua Tagovailoa.
That's how you got it. So you remember how to say it.
What was the King's what was the Jorgis?
Jorgis
Papayannis.
Papayannis, yeah.
Jorgis Papayannis.
Anybody know how to say Nico's name?
Harrison.
Defense wins championships.
Nico, former Tennessee quarterback. I got to see it. He's now UCLA's quarterback.
Some people
I
can't.
I am Alea Lueva. No, that's not how it is.
Some people can't do Moses Moody. Moody? Moses?
Well,
Moses
some people can't. Some people can't. Some people can't do Dave McMenamin either. Though some people are the same people.
Well,
the same exact people. You want to do Bump It or Dump It? Normally, Eddie Gonzalez would be with us right now. He has some things dumping off in Brooklyn. Probably getting ready for the game. Maybe he's going to get all of Kenny's friends.
Well, he's.
Why don't you put your hat back
on? He's going to be at the game. You're going to be at the game, I think. That's a crazy ticket, too.
I believe it.
That is a crazy ticket.
I believe it. You want to do Bump It or Dump It?
Yeah, man. All right. Here we go.
Hit the music. Leezy, hit the music.
I hit the music. What do I do?
Caitlin Clark.
Man, you think Giannis Antetokounmpo will beat your ass? Try saying Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark breaks another record, this time in ticket prices.
Yeah, give me that. Bump it.
The WNBA season is drawing near, and the Caitlin Clark effect is back. Mm. Demand for the Indiana Fever's preseason game this past Sunday against the Brazilian national women's basketball team had reached record levels, with tickets to the exhibition contest being played at University of Iowa's 15,000-seat Carver Hawkeye Arena sold out. The average resale price on the secondary market hit $440.
Mm-hmm. Ooh-wee.
That's the most for any game Clark has ever played professionally or collegially, according to data that ticketing technology company Victory Live provided to Front Office Sports. Then they have a list of the other games. So the 440 in that Brazilian game, which is an exhibition game, which is crazy. That's number one. 411 for Ohio State at Iowa, March 3rd, 2024. That's the night Caitlin set the NCAA's all-time scoring record on senior night. $309 for Michigan versus Iowa on February 15, 2024.
Jesus.
When she broke the all-time women's scoring record. And $289 when Caitlin Clark was just in attendance to have her jersey retired.
Well, there you go.
Dang.
So, yeah, $440.
She's a needle mover. I saw
she is.
What's brother's name? Is it Rob Parker?
A black guy?
Yeah.
Cornball, RG3 to corn.
Rob Parker.
Yeah, he said recently on whatever show pays him that this isn't sustainable, that what the W is doing with these ticket prices isn't sustainable. And he points to like, you're getting an average attendance on a Tuesday is only like 9,000. And I think what some of these noobs don't recognize is arenas are often scaled different for WNBA games, and they're scaled back when there's a hot ticket. In obviously the W's case, Caitlin Clark is a ticket where like arenas are going to be different. We've saw the Washington Mystics, I think last year, go, you know, they've been playing outside of the, is it the Capital One Arena? They've been playing outside of that for the last year or two, went back to the Capital One Arena for the Fever games because they could sell them. And that's not terribly uncommon. That's not an uncommon practice to happen in the WNBA. And he, you know, his main point was it's not like this league is, you know, a couple years old. Like, this league is 30 years old. Anybody know what year the NBA started?
I don't.
Add 30 years to that.
Right.
And you're not even in prime time yet.
Right. You're tape delayed.
Like, if you don't say stuff just to say it. At least have some semblance of knowledge to what you're talking about.
Right.
You're talking as if this league is old. The NBA just celebrated 75 years. It's more profitable than it's ever been right now. Mm-hmm. Go back 50 years ago, that wasn't the case.
Right.
It's like some of these guys, and I feel like they're often older guys who have been around, you know, the game a long time. They keep looking for ways to downplay what's happening in the W right now, what's happening in women's sports. There's a major surge in it, and Caitlin is a massive reason why. She is an incredibly exciting basketball player to watch. And I don't remember if you said this earlier this week or last week. When you navigate through all of the other stupid stuff that for some reason surrounds her, she is a really exciting basketball player to watch.
Yeah.
And when push comes to shove, people aren't spending $400 because she's some great white hope. They're not spending $400 because she beat Angel Reese once. They spend $400 because she's an exciting basketball player. The same reason they spend that money to see LeBron James when he comes to town, or when they see the Boston Celtics or the Golden State Warriors come to town, or now it's the San Antonio Spurs and Victor Wembanyama. Like, when you're really looking for a story, when you're really trying to figure out what's going on with a league or a player, look at people's pocketbooks. We only have so much, especially in 2025. We only have so much discretionary income. We talk about this all the time when it comes to the summer of concerts. You've got The Weeknd. You've got the GNX tour with Kendrick and SZA. What's the other massive? Oh, you got Cowboy Carter.
Post Malone.
And you got Post Malone and Jelly Roll. You better pick one.
Yeah, you're not going
to. You are really fortunate if you can go to two. Ain't no way you. Most of us, we're not going to three or four. Where you spend your discretionary income tells a story. And that we talk about the death of the Golden State Warriors. Not as long as people are paying to see Steph. Ain't no death there. The surge in the WNBA is real when you look at where people are spending their money. And 100. That story you just read is a perfect example of that.
100%. And Caitlin, two things there. Caitlin, like I said, when you get through all the nonsense that surrounds her, obviously.
That has nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. She don't do any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Caitlin, I've just kind of watched and observed, she seemed like one of the realest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I, from what I know of her and what I've seen, I like Caitlin Clark, the person.
Mm-hmm.
She seems like she don't really want nothing to do with none of this crazy stuff that surrounds her.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about her. And then, like I said, you watch her game, and her game is electric.
Yeah.
Electric. And you talk about, like, the Rob Parkers and everybody that's always questioning the WNBA and what they're going to be able to do moving forward and if it's sustainable. you're right. It is a lot of older people, and it's a lot of people who are older males, and it's a lot of older males who are out of touch with, I believe, the basketball community.
Yeah.
Because if you, it's not just the WNBA. If you are paying attention to what's going on in basketball, young kids, AAU, grade school, high school, college, women's basketball is booming right now. Women's basketball, in 10 years, we're going to talk, like right now, I think as a collective, the skill level has already risen to a certain point that it wasn't at 10 years prior. 10 years from now, the skill level that we see on a nightly basis on the college level and the WNBA is going to be on par with damn near anything else that you see in men's basketball. Like, these girls are hooping right now at a very, very, very young age. And it's only going to make the game that much more entertaining, that much better to watch, get people that more invested into what's going on. So they just don't know. They have no
clue. Well, I don't mind if you question the league or its popularity. You ask questions, you raise arguments. I don't care if you do any of that. But base them in some semblance of reality, not just, oh, well, there's no way this can happen. Well, based on what?
Yeah. Caitlin Clark can sell some tickets. Come on now.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what do you bet? You're just guessing and calling it an argument. That's not an argument.
No.
You're not making any point. You're just saying stuff.
That's it. Yeah. Just talking.
Yeah. He doesn't have any facts to back up what he's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like you said, Caitlin Clark is a needle mover. I know if whenever they play the Valkyrie, I'd be down to go see a game. Mm-hmm. I'll go buy that ticket. It's funny. Growing up, my sister.
Man, you rich.
I don't got one, KC money
one,
yet.
One.
I don't got Kitty Caraway money.
One, the Valkyries. That's a tough get in because it's the first year. Two, yeah. Caitlin. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be gracious. That's going to be so inexpensive.
Did she play? I know we looked. Did she play it on a weekend?
I don't remember. We did look, and I can't remember. They didn't. Yeah, they had a couple, and I feel like they were early.
Yeah, like some of the first months of the season or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so, trying to get to the Valkyrie. I ain't even gotten to the A's yet. Oh, by the way, but I haven't.
Oh, man.
Did you see the thing Sean tweeted out, Cunningham?
No.
He there's like a traffic advisory for this weekend.
Who are they playing?
You go look at it. Say that again.
Who are they playing?
The Yankees.
Casey's going to be there.
So there's something like I don't know if the 80 is shut down or what it is, but there seems to be like traffic diverting, like the 80, the 50.
Shut down.
If you're going to watch the A's and the Yankees this weekend, make sure you look up. There's going to be some traffic stuff.
People got to get out to an A's game. I know it's going to be hard this weekend with the Yankees and all that, but the A's opener.
I wonder what
that was the first baseball game I ever went to.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it was a fun experience. It was great. We had good seats. I had a blast. I'll go to a game again. But, yeah, if you're in Sacramento, you've never been to a game, get out there and support the A's. Support Sacramento.
Look up the Athletics.
No.
The tweet that was put out there, the A's, the Athletics put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's closures of eastbound I-80. All traffic diverted to eastbound US 50. Fans attending weekend games should plan for potential delays. So, yeah, plan accordingly. If I go out there, be with the family. So, yeah, I'm going to have to court.
I love how annoyed you sounded with that.
Well, no.
We'll go out there, I'm going to be with the family.
Well, no, because if it was me, like, I'll just tell y'all the secret with me. If it's me and I'm going to A's game, I'll park at Golden One Center and walk.
Like, I'm with you.
It'll be fine. I'll take a nice little leisure walk.
Yep.
And I won't have to deal with none of that nonsense.
I'm going to walk across the bridge, get the full experience. The
wife is not like that, and the two-year-old definitely is not like that. So I need to be in the parking lot.
I'm the same way about that type of stuff. I don't be paying for parking. I'll walk to where I need to be. I don't do all that.
Y'all know I always look in the same section for A's tickets, down the first baseline, section 104, 103, somewhere around there. $152 for row 21. Not very many of these available, by the way. $133 for row 29. You move over behind the plate, not really my favorite, but they have a row one. They have a Kenny Caraway seat here for $378, a row 25 seat for $98. Again, not nearly as many tickets that are generally available when we do this exercise.
They're gonna be out there.
This is for the Friday night game, by the way.
So they do the thing where they release the lawn seats or lawn access or whatever at 9 a.m. And I had never, the wife said that's where she wants to watch the game. So I had never done that before. And a couple of days ago, like I was like, well, how do you do it? You got to sign up, text alerts. They text you when they go on sale, mm-hmm. click the link, and you go in there and go get the tickets. I got the text today for tonight's game. They only do it day of the game. I got it for tonight's game at like 9:02, hit the link, went in there. There ain't no more available.
Man.
It's like, damn.
It's like that.
Damn. So, yeah, cross. Everybody pray for me. We'll see if I can. I'm able to come through with these tickets on Sunday because the Yankee game, the Yankees, Red Sox, and the Giants games are going to be tough. I don't know if the Red Sox are. Jesse, are the Red Sox on a weekend? I know the Giants are 4th of July weekend, so that's going to be more of the
same. They're during the week, I think.
They're during the week. Yeah.
You said pray for me. There's a famous line that says nobody pray for me, which brings us to the Twitter poll that Dr. David just posted.
What?
What's worse? Kenny's Knicks fandom.
It's not my fandom.
Kenny's Michigan fandom.
Oh, I am a Michigan fan.
Kenny's Laker fandom.
No, that's just a flat eye.
Kenny's Drake fandom.
I like Drake.
Right now, the Drake fandom is winning.
People don't know what they're talking about. People hop on bandwagons. That's
Lakers fandom is second.
Get that off the list.
It doesn't appear anyone is bothered by your Michigan fandom.
Yeah, because
there's no ties
they know,
to Michigan.
They know the vibes.
I'm a fan of our brother Michigan, too.
They know the vibes. No, no, the University of Michigan.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it meant our brother Michigan.
That Laker one. Get that Laker one out of here.
No, I mean, it's close about? Between Drake and the Lakers.
Get that Laker one out of here. What is this? What the hell is that?
What else we got?
Let's stay in the W real quick. Huh? How about that? And I saw a list from ESPN unveiling their top 25 players entering the 2025 WNBA season.
Okay. It's always it's,
we'll lists, go top
lists
10.
Are fun.
I'll read the top 10. I got the top 25.
Oh, I was certainly hoping you weren't going to read 25.
All right, we'll go top 10.
Okay.
10 is Kelsey Plum.
Okay.
9, Jackie Young.
Okay.
8, Nika.
Mm-hmm.
7, Sabrina.
7.
Whew. 6, Jacquel Jones.
Man, this league is loaded.
5, Alyssa Thomas. 4, Caitlin Clark. 3, Stewie.
Mm-hmm.
2, Nafisha.
Okay.
And 1.
Okay.
Aces for Life. 1,
yeah. Asia. Okay, settle down.
Where's Paige?
Paige,
well, she hasn't played
she's
yet.
A rookie. She's
oh,
a rookie.
Oh, yeah, I thought, okay,
yet. My bad. She's a rookie. Bad. Some notables. Angel Reese is 25.
I don't Kalia know. Cooper. I don't know that that's accurate. I don't think
that she's 25?
Yeah, I don't know.
She's 25.
I mean, maybe. Yeah, I'd have to work through
the premier league. Rebounder in the league.
That's fine. She shoots 7% from the field. She actually shoots 7% from, like, right next to the basket.
She's 25.
That's fine.
She definitely
that's
top
fine.
25.
Okay.
That's almost like
Simone. She's literally 25?
Yeah, she's 25.
Okay. All right.
Aaliyah Boston.
Where's Arike?
Arike's 14.
Okay.
Casey, how you feel about Kelsey Plum going on she's on the Sparks, right?
Yeah.
How you feel about that? Is LA, she went from your team over to LA?
Yeah, I mean, I have no feelings about her going to the Sparks. I'm going to miss the time that we saw her in the Aces uniform.
Aces for life.
She was a great ace. You know what I mean? She was a great ace.
You sound ridiculous right now.
What are you talking? He asked me about Aces my girl Kelsey life? Plum and the good times that we had watching her with the Aces. And
stop feeding into this.
I'm sorry.
So this isn't a bit. I am an Aces fan. That's the squad. For life. That's the squad.
It's for just life. Ridiculous. Aces for life.
Like, well, they've been around almost 10 years.
Yeah, they've been around for like 4.
They had like 4 failures in the playoffs.
They did. They did.
Yeah, Kelsey Plum. But I like my girl Jewel Lloyd. Jewel Lloyd is actually 19th on this list.
Really?
Yeah.
I was certain she was going to be like 11th or 12th.
You know, it was a little too high. Brittany Griner's a 17.
I don't know that Brittany Griner belongs on the list at all. Yeah. God bless her.
Yeah.
It kind of.
Yeah,
I feel I really actually kind of thought she was going to retire.
Yeah,
And I'm going to be completely honest. I don't know what basketball team she's on.
She's on, don't tell me, I think Atlanta.
I don't know. Don't tell me. Don't tell you. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you. She's on Phoenix still. She's not. She's definitely not on Phoenix.
I'm almost certain she's on Atlanta. Let me see.
I genuinely have no idea.
Let me get.
Can I say this, though? The W is in a great place right now with all the different names and all the storylines going into it. Growing up, my sister was like a really big basketball player. She played for Kansas State. And the game wasn't like it is now. Like, I really like where the game's at.
That's a point for me. She is on the Atlanta Dream.
You don't get a point for that. It wasn't
that is
a game.
A point for me.
It's your next story.
Count it.
Okay.
Let's go. How much time we got? Okay, I'm going to make sure I get this one in. There's been an odds update via DK Sportsbook on where Kevin Durant will play next season.
I want to dump it just because you said I want to get this story.
Yeah, you gotta check your sources.
Oh, that's a great point.
This is what certified, verified.
What is a DK Sportsbook?
What's a sportsbook?
Are we sure?
Yes.
You were certain. A lot of people got fooled by that.
He got me.
True
I thought it was
stat.
A true home run. I was like, oh, that's a cool stat.
A lot of people got fooled by that.
Yeah.
Bump it.
No, you can bump it. Yeah, go ahead. Right. You seem to want to talk
about it. Well, no, I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, that's fine. We can bump it.
I'll go from worst to first as far as odds.
Okay.
Plus 1,000 is the Spurs.
Okay.
Plus 800 is the Heat.
No.
He's not even a Heat fan.
That's why I'm looking at it. If you would have stayed with the Heat, maybe you would have been in contention here.
Katie don't want to be on the Heat. He ain't going to deal with Pat Riley.
And by the way, it's DraftKings. That's what they're saying in the chat. Learn something
new. Oh, okay.
Plus 800 is the Timberwolves.
I can see that.
Plus 750 is the Mavericks.
So let's also be clear. This is a trade. He can only he's not a free agent. He's getting traded.
His team next year.
Mavericks.
Plus 750 is the Mavericks.
Interesting.
Plus 250 is the Rockets.
Yeah.
And the leaders at plus 190 are the Suns.
Huh?
They said where Kevin Durant will play next season. The leader, according to DraftKings Sportsbook, at plus 190 is the Suns.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Same.
I mean, I guess the incumbent, I don't know.
Maybe the thought is like they're not going to be able to get a deal where they get anything worth anything.
Yeah, I don't think
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Keep true, right?
So they keep
I think there's enough.
Booker, maybe?
What did we...
Like, if they're going to lowball and be like, yo, we'll give you 2 second rounders and Andrew Wiggins, like, no, we're not.
Yeah, but I don't think people are going to do that. Like,
why would they give him anything else?
Well, why wouldn't they? They're trying to acquire Kevin Durant.
Who would the T-Wolves be able to give up for him? Like, who's going in that?
You're probably thinking
Rob Dillon,
Nas Reed.
Kevin Durant's got 1 year left on his deal. Why wouldn't you honestly try to execute a trade for him?
You would, but you wouldn't give up. I would think you wouldn't give up anything other than it may be another expiring, because he could leave you in a year.
Yeah.
He could, but I think it's title contenders that are trying to acquire him. I think it seems like the Houston Rockets.
Right.
Maybe San Antonio wondering if they can maybe push things along
faster.
Well,
you know San Antonio's not giving up Stephen Castle.
Yeah, and Houston ain't going to give you Reed Shepard, Jalen Green. Well, maybe they get Jalen Green. But Reed Shepard, Jabari Smith. Like, they're not giving you them young boys.
Yeah, I think they might trade Jabari or Jalen for him.
Jabari, no. I think they would trade Jalen.
Jalen's on the block.
I think they would trade Jalen. I think Jabari is safe. But, you know, they're going to try and get, like, Terry Eason and all this other. Like, they... You're not getting a superstar back. I know that's not what you're saying, but you're not getting a top-tier player back, I don't think.
Can you get 2 first back?
You should be able to. You should be able to.
Oftentimes, I think that's the bigger...
Yeah.
That's the bigger idea for some of these teams. But go ahead. Let's run. We got time for one more.
Yeah, one more. I wanted to make sure I got this one in for the Brody. Louis Vuitton is opening a mega flagship in Beverly Hills.
Dump it.
Bump it, like you said.
Dump
Beverly
it.
Hills will serve Dump as it. The Dump new it. Home yeah. of a massive Louis Vuitton flagship scheduled to open in 2029. Mm. Breaking ground next year, world-renowned architect Frank Gehry will lead the design and build, while Peter Marino will curate the interior. The marquee location will also boast one level of quote-unquote D-Lo private spaces for clients,
oh, nice.
In addition to a garden rooftop.
I said you're not living up to the spirit of this segment. I said dump it.
You know, you were being modest, bro. You know, come on, man. This is big news for you, big dog.
What's that backpack, Casey? What's that?
Great question, Leezy.
It's different.
It's a great question, Leezy. Why don't you answer
that? What the hell are you doing?
I'm sorry. I'm just looking around. I was just curious.
What about that bag? You ain't saying nothing about that bag?
I can't see that far, brother. I need glasses.
What?
Or LASIK.
There's two of them.
I can't see. I'm partially blind.
Move. Move, Damien. Move. Move.
Who have been the top 10 players in the playoffs right now at the moment? Well, KC's got an exercise for this. We'll talk about that. It's dealing with KC. Brought to you by Sky River Casino. KC, we'll talk about that.
Yes.
Okay. Wasn't sure. It's dealing with KC on ESPN 1320. Nobody interested in that, though. I've told that story a million times. That's my only interaction with Michael Jordan.
Come on, man. That's your man's. You got his number? Text him, see if he come on the show.
I do not. I do not
hey,
have his
Hey, you know, speaking of famous people we met, I met Jake LaRavia at the Sawyer. Man, Jake was dope, man. That's the homie. I hope he sticks around, man. Jake was hella cool. I'm just saying. That's the homie. He might be like, that's the man right there.
He might be like, Ty Jerome. That's funny.
Jake was hella cool.
I didn't, you know, didn't Michael Jordan it. And
Jake LaRavia.
Jake LaRavia. Wow.
Hey, air horns for Jake LaRavia. Air horns.
What? Why?
Salute to him.
Salute to Jake.
I don't feel like going over there and turning it down. So just turn your down for a second. We're gonna hit him again for Doug.
Hey, happy
Doug's
birthday!
Happy birthday, Doug.
Yeah,
what's this
birthday.
Sign right now? Anybody know?
What is this? May? Is this like this? Isn't Gemini? Gemini is June. This right?
I have
before.
No idea.
I don't know.
Not my bag.
Actually,
I know July is me and KC.
You know the vibes, man.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that cute? Isn't that cute?
Yeah, man, it's the only one that really matters.
Isn't that cute? We got a lot of birthdays.
The world
would
be a mess without cancers.
We keep everyone balanced, man.
It's a really weird thing you just said out loud, but we got Doug's birthday today. Next week on the we got James's next week.
Mm.
Jason Ross's is next week. Mm. Matt George's is the week after.
Oh my goodness.
Matt George is on Friday. Maybe we get Matt George out to the exhibit concert to celebrate.
Yeah, you need to pull up on us.
We can get Matt out to concert.
It's on that same
park.
Day?
Yeah, same day.
Hey, I'm excited for exhibit. I ain't gonna lie. Growing
that's
up,
gonna be fire.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Man, that's
excited.
Gonna be fire.
I liked him growing up watching Pimp My Ride and even some of his music. Exhibit is dope, man.
Yeah, exhibit gonna be at Concerts in the Park on May 23rd.
Let's get it.
Dealing with KC of the KSFM variety. We're totally different people over on KSFM. We're gonna be out there hosting that show.
Hey, you know what exhibit exciting, song I man. Like is before Kings games they used to play Concentrate. That was dope. That'll get it going.
I'm trying to think how Concentrate goes.
It's like a slow, like, I don't know. You got
to
hear it.
You said they used to play before Kings games?
Or they play like whenever there was about to be a tip off, they'd be like, concentrate. You don't remember that?
I don't.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm off.
Look at Lee.
I'm going to have to listen to it before next or a couple Fridays from now.
Concentrate. Exhibit.
Be Pleased is my favorite exhibit song.
Okay.
Yeah, they play before games because it's like you're getting ready.
Okay.
It's like a slow build.
Oh, there's a.
Yeah,
there's a chant that I'm gonna cut off because I don't know if it's a bad word.
Hey, we summoning aliens. Yeah, see the beat goes.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, you remember this? Yeah. Oh come on,
I don't remember this at all.
It's Flashback Friday.
I don't remember this at all. This used to play in the arena.
They play like whenever it was like a jump ball or sometimes before games.
You, okay, do you want to hear the first lyrics that he says?
I don't know if we can. I don't.
No,
remember.
We can. I got them right here. Come on, man.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Are you mistaken? Was this played before Warrior games?
I don't.
Now, Sky was at the Oakland Arena talking about this what they played here. Come on,
Casey,
man.
Casey, they're going to catch me with a We Believe Warriors picture.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
Me and Baron Davis.
Oh. You know, I went
Well, they got you with a Baron Davis jersey and a Warriors hat doing the. Well, it wouldn't be this. Well, look, it'd be something else.
I was at game four of that series. Believe Warriors.
When they beat Mavs, yeah.
No, it was at game four.
Really
they
rich.
Had, they had. Well, no, check this out. This is crazy. So,
is this when you were working for the Warriors?
No.
Oh.
But look, this is why Warrior fans. My Warrior fan. I got to watch these dudes.
You look just like the meme when you do that. You look exactly like the meme.
You got to watch these dudes because they're like, oh, sold out, da-da-da-da. And it was. But I'll never forget, they had the game, whatever, I think that was a Sunday. And on Saturday afternoon, they put out like 500 tickets for $10.
Ooh-wee.
It was, back was against the wall. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, and then Jazz... She kind of liked the Warriors at the time. She lived down the street. So I was like, you want to go to the Warriors playoff game? She's like, yeah. Went to Warriors playoff game.
You know, peep this. So that was the We Believe Warriors. I think there's a whole thing now. The Nuggets are trying to say, do the We Believe slogan. That's like a whole thing right now.
Yeah, and the Warriors were like, Baron Davis was like, oh, somebody in the front office should sue. Like, this is crazy. And then somebody put a picture of We Believe in front of Arco Arena years before the We Believe Warriors.
I never knew.
So that's what we... Come on, man.
We all believe.
Man, I tell you, but people be forgetting the originators all the time, man. We started a lot of stuff out here. They be forgetting this, man.
That's what Doug said. Doug said a lot of things started out here in Sacramento. We just don't get credit for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I always get a little jealous when I see the Thunder. And then people, they're so loud in there. And they get, man, nobody hearing all that.
But here's the thing, though.
Y'all been to Arco Arena? Y'all been in the Golden 1 Center, man? Ain't nobody worried about Chesapeake Bay Arena. Ain't nobody, man, please, man.
Casey,
it's all about Arco and Golden 1. Those are the environments right there.
What other arenas is it about?
Well, those are the top two. It don't really matter. But the Garden is going to be popping. I ain't going to lie to you. But Golden 1 Center, ain't nobody messing with the Golden 1 Center.
Oklahoma fans are diehard Thunder fans. I'm from there. Chief, check this out. People.
Hold on, Lazy.
What's up?
The hell is this?
What?
John from Connecticut is on the phone.
What?
Who's John from Connecticut?
Bro.
Well,
yo, it's almost 3 hours into this show, and we're not going to talk about the best baseball player from Linden, California, going to be at Sutter Health Park this weekend. What's going on here, guys? The show's gone off the rails, okay? We need to talk about the Bronx Bombers going to be in the capital city for the weekend. Your boy Aaron Judge is going to hit 4 runs. One of them are going to hit the Tower Bridge, mark my words, right now. We need to get this thing right back on track. The more Knicks talk we have, the better, all right, Kenny? The Yankees need to be front and center for the last hour of this show, and if not, we got massive issues. Ratings are going to tank.
Okay, all right. Well, okay, Jake in Connecticut. Let me get a couple things straight. First and foremost, I think Aaron Judge is going to either hit the Tower Bridge or hit that pyramid building, because I saw what he did when he came to Oracle Park last year. That was one of the furthest home runs I've ever seen in my life. That was crazy. Second of all, Jake in Connecticut, you'll be happy to know.
It's John.
John in Connecticut. You'll be happy to know.
From Connecticut.
I'm advocating for Aaron Judge being the best player in baseball right now. Better than Ohtani.
Yeah, no question. No question. Who's batting .420 in the MLB right now? Do you know how hard it is to hit a baseball at 100 miles an hour and then have to hit a curveball that's going 86 miles an hour? It's insane what this guy is doing. And no torpedo bat or not, all right?
He don't even have it. He declined the torpedo bat. He don't even have it.
And the fact that he was born and raised in Sacramento, and then grew up in Linden, California, which is what, like an hour, like 15 minutes out of Stockton, a population of 1,100. Like, man, the fact that this guy came out of our backyard, insanity.
John, why are you like this?
Because, guys, someone's got to rep East Coast on this show. Someone has to.
Well,
right?
I got New York Knicks fan Kenny Caraway sitting across from me. Like, what?
No, I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm not a WFAN
over here.
You know how you weren't there in the dark days of the early the late 90s and 2000s when Melo was supposed to be our saving grace and could barely get us to a playoff game.
I remember
like
that.
Well, wait a minute. Did you just say us? Okay.
Well, yeah, he's a Knicks fan. He's a Knicks fan. And on top of that, he's a Knicks fan. So I'm not gonna say anything to a Knicks fan because I'm not a Knicks
just
fan.
Like you.
I'm a Knicks supporter. But I will say this, John in Connecticut, check your Twitters. Your boy did have that Marbury Knicks jersey on. This didn't just happen
that
a week ago.
Fire.
I'm saying like that was pre Melo, and then you know Melo's my boy. So I've been supporting. I've been looking from afar for a while.
Hey, until you get a J.R. Smith New York Knicks jersey, then you can get to my level. Okay.
Raymond Felton.
John
Chauncey Billups.
Bro, what you know about Eddie Curry? What you talking about? Eddie Curry.
Landry Fields.
Come on.
Hey, who's coaching that team? Mike Woodson.
That's right. Woodson. I put a clip out on Twitter. They were showing love to Mike Woodson.
Mike Woodson was that dude.
Mm-hmm.
John, you going to come hang out in the studio next week?
Oh, you know, buddy. Book me. I'm ready to rock with it, bud.
We appreciate you, Jake. Thank you, my man.
Hey, go Yankees, baby. Right. Let's go.
We can settle down.
Okay.
Red Sox fan in control of the controls. You can't tell me to fade. Jay, don't have to do that when October does it for you.
Let's go. This man acting like he Sacramento. He got a Knicks hat, like, you know, to the
Why are you trying to prove yourself to Jake?
Hold on. So you got your Knicks hat, and then what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to the A's game.
The A's versus who?
The A's versus the Yankees.
Okay.
Right, somebody asked to go to the game.
What hat are you going to wear?
You're not going to wear a Yankees hat after, Sacramento A's this, Sacramento A's that.
Yeah.
They're not,
if it was the Yankees versus the Sacramento A's in the ALCS, who are you rooting for?
They're not ours.
Wow.
They're not even playing.
Hey. This dude right here. Yeah.
Bro.
Look at this
dude
right here. Let me ask you this.
You guys heard Manfred. Are they playing the games here?
Hey.
In the ALCS. No. They ain't even playing here.
Kenny may not be LA, but he's damn sure New York.
No, he absolutely is. You know what he is?
From New York City.
What he's not? He ain't Sacramento.
What are you talking about? Why would you say something like that?
Sac Republic been playing. Haven't got no mention lately. It's been all Knicks.
I was thinking about something because, like, I think about, like, all right, well, James, like, yeah, A's might dive into the Kings budget and Kings notoriety. And I was like, nah, maybe it's Sac State. And the other day I was thinking, poor Republic.
Mm.
Yeah.
And poor Republic. I gotta check my boys out, man.
I lost to the Earthquakes the other day.
I saw they played in the U.S. Open Cup.
Yeah, they lost. Yeah. It's over with.
I gotta check my boy Roro. I gotta check my boys out, man.
I think part of the problem with the Republic is, like,
second division soccer.
Well, that, but they've been promised so much more.
Yeah.
And have had the rug pulled out from them multiple times.
Stadium, like, MLS.
Yeah, would it be a little bit different if any of that stuff hadn't happened? But because it's always like, no, it's something grander, it's something bigger, it's something grander. Mm-hmm. Even after it all falls apart, there's still, choose my words properly, there's still people going to television outlets saying, no, we're still going to do the stadium and we're still going to do this and it's still going to, and it's like, man, get your sorry ass out of here.
Yeah. We've been hearing about that for a minute.
The best thing that's ever happened is they've moved on from those people.
Yeah. And that now
you got Sky River running things. Right.